All the stories that came to mind seemed to have an element of, like, a need for intense creativity and short timelines and these kinds of things. So a real impetus for a need for a team to come together.
Huh. So you saw some similar attributes or characteristics in all the stories you heard. Hold on to it for just a second. What about anything else? What was it like to listen to that many stories in a short period of time?
That's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Cool. Okay. Anything else? Any other observations?
No.
Anyone else from that group? Anyone else? Yeah, she's got one.
I thought it was interesting that everyone talked about the friendships that they made in these teams. Mm. And that's always a very delicate thing in work. And I guess, you know, the successes that, or how the success of the team was measured was what was happening after, and people are still in touch with the people they work with years later.
Isn't that interesting? It is a touchy area. There's like a boundary there, and it's like, especially, you know, if times are hard and, you know, people are getting laid off or whatever, it's like, and yet on the other side of the coin, it's like, how can we not deal with this as a species, as a civilization, if we're not allowed to bring those feelings of warmth and of enthusiasm into the workplace? What does that bode for the quality of the work that we're creating?
And we spend more time with our colleagues than we do our own families.
Right, right. So this is kind of, I see this as kind of an inflection point for the whole civilization. Are we going to get through this, or are we going to stay in this kind of Taylor mode? You know, I don't know where that's going to take us if we do, but I'm hopeful that this idea of hot groups and warmth and engagement can actually lead to a whole different level of productivity, like Steve was talking about. Thank you. Any other comments? Yes.
I think what we saw here in our discussion is something can be replicated, and so the stories have not only purpose in the past, the current, and they have future aspects, and so the benefit can newer to further exploration and possible benefits.
Beautiful. And there's a gentleman over there who raised his hand too. Can you just pass that to him?
Yeah, I would say in support of the point that our keynote speaker this morning made of many people knowing how to do this, that it was really impressive the variety and depth of stories that just a random draw of people in this room could produce. Right. So, you know, that we found around this circle, certainly David had already commented on it, that you know, that's a point of evidence in favor of it being easier to do this sort of team building and team participation than people might think.
Right. I was in a meeting yesterday with a $60 million organization, and they're racking their brains trying to figure out how to get people engaged and involved. And, you know, here in 5 minutes, suddenly, what does that say? Go ahead.
I was reminded with what I tell my wife often, that relationships are like perfect moments. Mm. And in such 9 minutes in our group, I saw everybody's passion. Mm. That is isolated, perfect moments with a shining eyes and their glowing hearts beaming, sharing a very personal story. Whether it is corporate or personal, there's always a link together, and it is a personal in the organization. And these are all perfect moments. For example, at my end, I wish everybody could be doing it every day at work, but it's not possible. So we're always looking for this perfect moment that we can leverage on and springboard it or use it every time there's a problem that we can identify.
Thank you. Beautiful. Anyone else? Over here, is there a microphone floating around over here? Yeah, just pass it towards me.
Sure.
Thank you.
What I noticed is that most of our stories were about periods in our lives where we experienced a peak performance with a team that when we were adults. And I would like to see, though my son would probably have a lot from his sports experiences, I wasn't educated that way. And I would like to hear, I think it's really important that these kinds of team building happen more like in elementary and middle school, so that we have more leadership skills built at an earlier age.